Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and tonight's conversation is with John Nolan, Deputy Postmaster General and Chief Marketing Officer of the United States Postal Service. Joining me in our conversation is another PwC partner, Nancy Stacy. John, we hear a lot about the forthcoming retirement wave and the difficulty of attracting young people or new people to government. Can you tell us whether these issues are problems for the U.S. Postal Service, and if so, how they're being dealt with?
Well, they are. I think I saw a figure that 85% of executives in the Postal Service are within 10 years of retirement. That's a huge number because we have a couple of folks in the executive ranks in the Postal Service. One way of looking at it is it's tremendous opportunity. When I joined in 1970, there was a whole wave of retirements that occurred, and I got positions of importance a lot faster than I ordinarily would have because they needed people. So I think if there are people listening out there want a real challenge, the Postal Service is a place to be. Nobody is as diverse as we are. Nobody values diversity as much as we do, I think. And so there's tremendous opportunities. We're stressing very heavily redevelopment, actually, of a management intern program that we've sort of had let slide for a while. We have leadership training programs. We've got our own management academy out of Potomac. So we do value training. We send people to Harvard and Stanford and MIT because we need to have leaders that that are savvy, that have rubbed shoulders with a lot of other leaders in industry. And so you've got a great opportunity in the Postal Service to get a lot of responsibility, do a lot of interesting things, and be trained very well. So I think these are the kind of things we're trying to stress. And we've got 800,000 employees. We're trying to move as aggressively as we can to get people within our own ranks interested in moving up and trying to get people from outside of our industry to move in because the things we do are pretty exciting.
John, one of the demographic trends on the customer side has been an increasing number of new businesses and a great deal of residential development that's been going on. What's the impact of this in terms of the ever-increasing number of daily physical deliveries that USPS has to make?
Well, the way we look at it, last year we added Chicago. We added 1.8 million new deliveries. We added the city of Chicago in terms of deliveries. Now, we don't get paid a penny for delivering to those residences unless there's an increase in revenue from people sending mail. Last year, our revenue or the volume went up some, but not as much as it has in the past. So that's a tremendous cost on our operation. 1.8 million, the city of Chicago we added last year, and that's continuing. We don't see any signs of abatement there. We had a huge influx of dot-coms, and we had to build infrastructure to serve them, and then they collapse in some cases. So the breathing that we're doing in and out to grow and shrink from some of those businesses is something, but we haven't stopped growing when it comes to possible deliveries.
Now, are there ways you can use technology to further your mission and also to help serve the ever-expanding number of deliveries you need to?
Well, we're as big a user of technology as almost anybody in the world. That's why we have so many companies eager to do business with us. Unfortunately, there's not many ways that technology can help us walk that front up to the front door or to the curb to serve new deliveries. But when it comes to the use of mechanized equipment, automated equipment, barcode technology, scanning devices, electric vehicles, technology is everywhere in what we do. Finding new ways for customers to reach us using the internet at USPS.com, finding ways of making call centers more efficient by using artificial intelligence. And I mean, there's very little that we're not looking at or working on. So technology is critical for our future.
How has the internet and the use of email and even the rise of e-commerce affected the way the Postal Service does business? Does it threaten the volumes?
Well, the way we look at it, the internet's both a disruptive and supportive technology. It's disruptive in the sense that some of our business could go away, and bill payment and bill presentment is certainly a very big part of our company, 25% of our revenues. And so to the extent that that's threatened, that would be categorized as disruptive, I would think. On the other hand, it's very supportive. The most important thing that we're doing on the internet now is using the internet to reduce our internal costs. It's the biggest thing that we're doing. Second, it's enabling us to build an information platform more efficiently that enables us to manage better in what we do every day. Third thing, we're going to be adding a lot more value to our current core products and services If you have a post office box, for example, in the future, we envision that you'll be able to look on the internet to see whether you have mail in the post office box, to whether you need to stop by the post office, and things like that, the status of your mailing. We'd be able to scan documents en route, and you'll know whether or not you're about to receive a package or that the package you sent was delivered. And finally, the e-commerce initiatives that we've got to offer more products and services. So it really is changing the whole landscape of what we do. It's how we look at the future and how we're tackling the present and the moving toward the future.
And how's all this technology changing the way the Postal Service is managed?
Well, we need to have technical savvy. First of all, you've got to have, you know, that's sort of the ante to be in the game. So you need to understand the technology either through people you have in-house or consulting partners or vendors that you deal with. So that's critical. But the big thing is that still the fundamentals apply in managing an organization. And it's a matter of understanding customers. And the big challenge here is that not only are you trying to understand what the technology can do for you and what you have to do internally, but how is it affecting your customers, and be able to anticipate that impact and be able to be there as the customers change. Because when you've got a customer who very often doesn't know for sure how it's going to impact them, it's pretty hard for them to tell you. And so what you've just got to be is more of a futurist, I think, to examine what's really going on here and to be there at the pass when they to cut them off and make sure they stick with you.
John, if we could all be time travelers and travel ahead 10 years into the future, what would USPS look like in 2010?
The U.S. Postal Service is the gateway to the household. Nobody in their right mind will go to the household directly. They drop it at the Postal Service and let us do that, walk that last mile. No one is more efficient. No one is more effective at doing it. No one is trusted more. So whether it's packages, whether it's videos, whether you name it, people are going to use the Postal Service to move to that last mile. On the origin end, we've got all the tools necessary for our carriers to make it very easy to hand things to us, so you won't necessarily have to go to a post office. You're going to see some post offices changing location. We need to move where the population is. With technology today, with kiosks and all sorts of things, there's a whole lot easier ways. The internet, you don't have to come to the Postal Service to buy a stamp. You may not even need the stamp. You can do PC postage now and pay for your postage. So I think what you're going to see is a Postal Service that has moved with with technology, understood clearly what customers were trying to accomplish. You're going to see a whole lot of different models setting up in different areas. It's that the post office today there's a lot of sameness to it. It's the same everywhere. Well, in the future, I don't see that always being the case. I think that there are certain areas where the post office ought to have a whole lot of services that it doesn't have today. And in other areas, that just wouldn't be appropriate. And so you won't see some of those services offered. If you're in a town with no greeting card stores, why not be able to buy a greeting card at the post office? In other places that has greeting card stores, we can't add extra value there, so don't do it. So I think what you're going to see is a postal service that's much more tailored to the customer, where the customer is, and a greater flexibility and range of service offerings.
What type of leaders will be in this organization in 10 years?
Well, probably ones that don't include me by that point. But I think to be effective in the Postal Service 10 years from now, you're going to have to be someone that has a vision and stick with that vision and move aggressively toward it. You're going to have sound business knowledge because you're going to be up against the biggest and the best and the littlest and the fastest. And so you're going to have a business acumen that's going to be critical for the future. Hopefully, there'll be a greater movement of executives from outside to inside and inside to outside, but it's going to be a lot of challenges, and they're going to have to be innovative.
I'm afraid we're out of time, John. Nancy and I want to thank you very much for spending time with us. We've had an interesting conversation. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with John Nolan, Deputy Postmaster General and Chief Marketing Officer of the U.S. Postal Service. To learn more about the endowment's programs and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness, visit us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. See you next week.